In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like a plan.
Find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
You guys are ready to head out. The Rolly Bot, Navy SEAL's pet Rolly Bot, is outside ready to take you guys on to your next adventure. And Navy, your phone starts ringing.
Hold on, guys. I gotta take this.
I pull it out of my pocket. I brush the spaghetti off of it. That's right. I got the spaghetti in my pockets too. It was a mess down there. I had no idea what I was doing. No idea.
When you answer the phone, it's a little hard. You hear a lot of background noise. You hear like crates being smashed in the carvery and things being broken. Hey guys, Carver?
What's going on? You sound distressed.
Yeah, I messed up. Hold on. And he, like, you hear a guy, like, oof as he, like, throws him. And you hear, like, punches and stuff. And he's like, I didn't just take Slugger back. The music. There's some guys here wanting to take, I think I'm in trouble. And the line goes dead.
I told him not to mess with the docents.
Do we have Carver on Find My Friends or Find
That's
My
That's a really good question. I got to have everyone I care about on Find My so I can make sure they're safe
find
constantly.
Find My Fur Friends? I don't know.
That's a different app an and it's...
No, cool. Everybody has Pet Finder.
We all have ID chips. In our
heads. You do. Let's see if you can access it.
All right.
It should be a canonical thing that anytime one of our characters uses a phone, we should have to roll dice because they're not made for us necessarily.
Hmm. Well, and also, I don't know if you've ever tried to use Find My Friends and stuff, but the accuracy ain't what you would think.
That's not true. One time I found Rachel in a Target, in the same Target. Whoa. I was in. Couldn't find her, loaded up Find My. I was like, she's Northwest. Found my wife at the Target.
My wife.
Could we use our practice points to give ourselves a new ability or something?
We
to maybe
do that.
Be able to use the phone?
Well, okay, this is silly. It's a phone. You can use it.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, so Find My Friends kicks on. The phone is registering as being at the Carvery.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Oh, that's where he like lives or whatever.
Yeah, that tracks pretty good for me.
We need to... Is this situation all resolved here? Did we take care of no loose ends?
Oh, I think all the loose ends.
We were all wrapped up, man.
And all tangled and untangled and knotted up neatly.
I'm actually pretty beat from taking out like 50 dudes and then cleaning up the mess we made. And now it seems like we're going to have to go get into perhaps a kerfuffle. And so I'm a little beat. But let's...
Well, I'll drive if you want to.
You want to get a quick snooze in before we head out? Or you don't want to be tired?
No, you sounded pretty pressed. We should get over there. Sure. Where's our sensible sedan?
Well, I think that Dean still has the sedan, but you guys took the Rolly Bot over here.
Okay.
So you could just let him drive for you while you snooze in the back.
Oh, I would love that.
Awesome.
I would love that.
Is there some sort of gyroscopic like saddle on this guy that we ride around in? Or we've never really talked about how we ride. Do we climb inside him and roll like a ball or like, because he's a sphere, you know?
There's a gyroscopic center that you can like huddle up in and chill
out.
Okay,
cool.
So you're not just spinning around like a tumble dryer.
Cool. I like that. Cool. Let's go. I mean, a hamster ball would be appropriate, but...
If you want to roll around like you're in a tumble dryer, Griffin, I can make that happen.
Maybe it could be
it's
like...
all imagination.
It could be like the thing that they ride around in the new bad Jurassic World movies, where you get in the sphere and then you don't move, but the ball rolls.
Griffin, what can I say?
Yeah.
For future reference, as we expand more into Hollywood, we don't need to just take these one word swings. An entire franchise is ruling our participation out of the completely.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to just like drive by, shove Jurassic World into a ditch.
No,
Trevor,
yeah.
What's his face past. Just like erase us from his contacts?
You're right. It's like no, there's no call.
Yeah. I think not remembering the guy's
Colin,
name.
That's it. Colin Trevorrow. Not Trevor. What's his face?
Too late. You didn't remember at first. We're not making it in these flags. Okay, cool. Let's hop in the ball and zoom, baby. Do we have to drive this guy, or does he drive himself?
Oh, this guy, self-driving, but in a good way.
Non-evil.
I'm glad
in
you
a non-evil,
had to couch that.
Definitely yeah. Safe way.
Okay, cool.
Roger's going to listen to some ASMR. And
absolutely relax. Outrageous. Right. Absolutely outrageous.
But it's awfully soft moon reading.
I never doubted you for a second, Dad.
Did and still do.
Sorry, can't hear you. Noise canceling.
Whoa. Doubt would have been a waste of time. I skipped straight to certainty.
That's beautiful, Justin.
Yeah.
You reach.
I had no room for equivocation. I knew what was coming.
You reach the carvery, and though the layout is as you remember it, the clear signs of a fight are present. You know, you have the training ground in the middle, but things are broken, things are smashed. There's, you know, maybe a couple scorches here and there. The desk is flipped over, that kind
of
thing.
Do we have a sense upon entering whether or not the carvery has been vacated or it is still an active threat scene?
So cursory glance. Is
that's all I'm saying? Do we hear people like punch
no,
me?
No, no, no!
Oh, don't punch me there.
as far as
sound
you can
of
tell,
fighting, yeah, sure, we know, Juice. That's the
ow,
sound of
ow, ow! Not again!
Don't punch me there!
Yikes!
Hey, I thought we established no punching there. No, upon entering the building, your cursory glances that it has been cleared out. That the fight has been over for some time.
I'm gonna start. Rooting around. Didn't he have like a little desk here at the back of the room that we were like trying to get
to?
The desk
has been flipped over, but it is still there.
Oh, crud. Is there anything, I don't know. Is there anything around the desk area that would suggest kind of like, can I tell if anything was taken from the desk, right? Documents or whatever a turtle warrior keeps in their desk.
Absolutely. Give me a, just, you know, looking around check.
You
with
bug-eyed?
Your big old bug eyes.
Failure, the biggest 1, 2, 3. If we were playing CeeLo, I would have just lost all my money. And
oh,
that's
wow.
What it feels like right now, yeah.
So you can definitely tell, like, the drawers have been pulled out and things have been rifled through. Like, the desk wasn't just flipped over, right?
Yeah.
Because the drawers wouldn't have fallen out this way.
Yeah.
The drawers were pulled out and things were rifled through, but you can't really get a sense of what was taken. But you do very clearly get the idea that it was rifled through.
Guys, someone messed up the desk. They really jacked it up crazy. Pulled all drawers out and went crazy on it.
There any clues?
The desk, they got the desk really bad. So they seemed to, that was maybe their main objective here was to just wreck this desk.
Whatever they were looking for, we can assume it's not there anymore, right?
Well, I don't see Carver anywhere, so it's possible that Carver is what they were after.
Well, we're only on one floor. Should we check out the other floors just to see?
I'm going. Everyone, stay still. I'm going to shut off the lights.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now I'm going to activate my Nocturno sense. In a darkened environment and when not in active peril, Lyle can use sound and chemical detection to understand more about his environments, enemies, etc. I'm reading that text, even though I wrote it. So it's not like, I guess I'm trying to imbue it with some sort of power by reading
it
in a formal manner like that.
It sounded like it was from a thick booklet.
But it's just from my mind's eye. So yeah, I want to like, now that I've got it darkened, I can just activate my senses to see what clues I can pull out of this environment.
Okay, is there anything in particular you're looking for, or just, like, whatever you can
smells. Sense? Mainly smells. I want to harness the smell of battle. There's a lot of chemical musks that are going to be released in a combat scenario, and usually I'm pretty good, even without a nose, at being able to tell the different scents.
Okay, yeah, give me a roll with your Nocturno sense.
Yeah, let me activate that. 3d8, would you say?
Mondo move, 48.
Okay. Nice.
Well, no.
Not
nice. That's 3 failures and 1 success. I mean, that sounds like...
It's suboptimal. It's less than good.
Yeah, it's like 25 bad. 25% is bad.
Griffin, did you take a practice point?
No, thank you. Gosh, I'm really racking this up.
You're welcome. Justin, with a mixed success, with a single success, the only thing you're able to pick up on, and there's pools of water, little puddles, you know, little splashes on the ground, which those were present before. I mean, this is a like warehouse kind of converted into a thing. It's not super protected from the elements, but you get a very strong scent of like brackish salt water.
Okay. They're on the main training ground.
Yes.
Or are they up on the floor with all the equipment?
Oh, good question.
Okay, so if you look at the two maps, right, there's 2 floors.
Right.
The first floor has all the training equipment and everything, and then there's like a grid thing above it that was like where the lights and stuff are. That's where you were sneaking around the first time you came to the carvery, right, that everything is like dangling from and everything like that.
Okay, Roger is going to access that catwalk up there, the grid, and find the spot right above where these puddles of water are and see if there are any clues up in the grid.
Okay, yeah, give me a looking around roll for you.
Looking around.
Just 2d8s. I don't believe you have anything trained in it.
No. 4 and an 8.
Okay, yeah, with a mixed success, you find some spots along like the catwalk, and there in the middle where there's more kind of signs of like moisture, maybe like a piece of seaweed, but you don't find any other particular clues to lead you along. But what you do all hear is the carvery door opening and the click clack of sensible hard-soled shoes come in.
I turn jets at the ready.
And you see intrepid reporter J.J. August entering into the carvery.
I lowered the jets. Sorry.
Oh, so you guys got the call too, huh?
Wait. Oh, it's you from the night at the museum.
The movie?
No, the night we were all at the museum together.
Oh, right, yeah.
People forget. It's like half the time at the museum.
That's an excellent point, yeah, because there's like day at the museum and night at the museum.
What do you get?
Hey, listen, we would love to catch up and chat, but someone really jacked up this desk and whatever, and they might have jacked up Carver too, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
can you look at this for, you're a reporter, right? You see any clues? Because I'm coming up dry. Dry as a popcorn fart.
What's funny you should mention dry, because I see here puddles of brackish water.
Well, yeah, that is I didn't want to toot my own horn, but I discovered some piles of brackish water, man.
And she kind of looks at you, Navy, and she's like, are these,
did I make him make water? Did I make a mess?
No, those are not his puddles. You should,
you have a hydro blaster that you were pointed at me when I walked in. Were you the ones fighting with Carver?
No, I may have used my thing, like, when we were in here doing our, like, test for glory, but no, that's not me.
I mean, we're on the carvery is sort of on the pier, right? Like, it is Oceanside, if memory serves?
The warehouse district is, yes.
Yes, okay. Let me check out, can I do an assist on the sort of clues we've found so far? Something seems off to me.
Yeah, go ahead and give me with your bug eyes, and
I
want to
go lick the brackish water. See what we've used all of our other senses, and taste might be like the hot one.
Well, as they say, you know, taste starts with the eyes. So I'm going to still let you use your bug eyes with this.
Sure.
Yeah.
One success. Be way better if it was two, well, though, huh?
I was going to say, and you get an extra die.
Oh, perfect.
Because of all the clues you've collected so far.
Well, that's four successes then. And
okay,
a double
there you
six.
Go. So, with that cowabunga and the clues you've collected so far, the taste of the brackish water, the kelp that you found, and the way that these puddles are laid out, this is water and kelp from an area of the kind of bay off of River City that you are familiar with. This is a been used as like a hideout and been used as like a headquarters for some of the like worst villains in the ocean that you and the Royal Seals have fought before. But that said, this is surprising to you because they almost always focus their attacks on stuff based in the water.
Okay. I mean, he's a turtle. Which is a sort of both walks both worlds.
Mm. He's a tortoise, to be fair.
Same thing.
Frick yeah, dude. You know our audience too well.
I look up.
That's Griffin at.
Yeah, find me. Don't find me. I look up from the brackish water.
I think we're dealing with the Bayside baddies here, guys.
Oh, man, they're some of the wettest dudes in town.
True, true. But now we're going to be on my home turf, the ocean baby, the salty one. And we're going to be able to find them no problem. I've had to mess up a few of these baddies in my day. They're wet, but you guys look like you can handle it.
Well, I don't know if I can. I'm not that submergible. You guys, what am I going to do?
You float, though, right?
Well, probably. There's
one way to find out.
Do cows float?
There's only one way to find out.
I like that attitude, mister.
Well, it's pretty low risk for me, man.
I look at JJ. Hey, I don't know why, but some of the Bayside baddies, it seems like they took Carver. He called us to tell us that he messed up in a panic. Did he call you too?
Yeah, he called me and only talked for a second. He said that, you know, some ruffians had started a kerfuffle, a Donnybrook, I think he said.
Yeah.
And had, showed up looking for something that he had taken, and then it got cut off.
Do you think it's the stuff he took from the museum?
Remind me, did he just get away with his bat that first night, or did he take all
the stuff? That's all you saw him take.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I guess maybe they would have gone for his bat, but who would want his bat bad enough to kidnap him? None of the Bayside baddies come to mind.
And you're sure the bat's all he took?
I mean, it's all we saw him took.
Didn't do a thorough inventory.
There's no checklist involved.
We'll get to the bottom of this. What's your relationship with Carver? Because I understand why he'd call us. We're like his best buds and trainees, his heirs of adventure, they might say. Justice inheritors. But
Justice inheritors. Oh.
Sounds cool. Maybe that's a good team name. Write that down. But what's your relationship with Carver?
He and the other guardians worked really closely with my mom when she was a reporter, and he's kind of my godfather.
Cool. I like that. Well, don't worry. We'll find him and get him back, and maybe you could do a big story about, like, inheritors of justice come and...
And you hear from the open doorway behind her. The only story is going to be about you is your obituary.
Wow.
And standing in the doorway, you see three of the Bayside baddies.
I know it.
Navy, you recognize them as Eel Patrick Harris. No. Is that it?
Eel Patrick Harris.
No, that's not the name I came up with.
Hey, Travis.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Own that.
Page master.
Own that. Okay. Stand in it, page master.
Yeah. Your words on this side of the veil have power. Okay.
Yeah, so trust okay, you say,
okay. You said Eel Patrick Harris, and there he lives.
Yeah, there's Eel Patrick Harris, Hammer Ned, and Squid Mark.
Hold on, I need a second to think about Squid Mark. I need to write a book about Squid Mark. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm starting a new crypto about Squid Mark. They're called Squid Marks. Okay, I'm good. Move on.
Well, if it isn't the Bayside Baddies' three most sinister invertebrates.
And my ex-roommate, Squid Mark.
Hi again.
I can't believe you have the nerve to show your face in this city again, Squid Mark, after you left me with all those bills.
Me? You're the one who racked up all of the long-distance phone calls.
Your girlfriend stayed with us for free for a month, and she left her stinky cooking all over the stove.
You said that was okay. You didn't mind her staying with us.
I used all the towels, and I had to dry myself with brawnies more times than not.
It's good for the skin.
Don't start again with the good for the skin.
I saw it on TikTok.
You don't have skin.
How dare you?
Squids don't have skin.
It's Justin at, if you want to...
No, I just made his skin so thin.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
It's like he doesn't
have a condition. How dare you?
Seems like you three are late for the party. The party of kidnapping. Kidnapping party of our boss.
Yeah, we was left behind. This is Hammerhead. We was left behind to keep an eye on the place to make sure nobody followed.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't follow you guys, but we do have to beat your butts.
Oh. Okay.
Because we need answers about Carver. I guess there's no... We won't actually
No, no,
beat
no.
Your
it's
butts.
Just we was going to beat your butts.
Well, okay. Can you first tell us where Carver went?
No.
Travis, can I ask a clarifying question?
Yeah.
Earlier when I said that Carver was... I got a loke on Carver.
Uh-huh.
What was communicating that information to me?
Well, that would be his phone, Justin.
So his phone is still here?
Yes.
Okay, have we found that yet?
Well, a lot of mixed successes abound, Justin.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but I've just now thought to specifically look for the phone.
Okay, yeah, give me a roll to look for the phone.
Can you give me a second?
What?
Can you give me a second? I should have done something when I got here.
You need to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom everywhere. Close your eyes.
Oh, gross.
Close them now. You don't have long.
You got to follow the etiquette.
Yeah,
when a battle starts, this
they
is
do kind of like flinch away and like, oh, gross.
A mixed success is all I need.
You had a mixed success at bathrooming?
I found half the phone.
You find the phone, you see
poop,
the phone.
Poop, but no pee.
You see the phone, but it is behind where the baddies are kind of like it's been flung into a corner. What?
The devil's what?
The devil's blend
is poop but no pee. He did a mixed success at going to the bathroom, so he could only do half the stuff.
And I had the movement that shall not be named. The worst one you could have, poop but no pee.
Oh, no. Not like this.
That's the one where there's no pee sounds to hide the plops, and there's just plops, and everyone knows
Everyone hears the plops.
And you're not able to relax one thing or the other enough to make both happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Forget about the third one.
Whoa. Justin, we don't talk about that.
Don't tell kids about the third
one. No, don't. That's something they're going to have to deal with when they get older. So you see the phone thrown into a corner behind where they are. You're all over at the desk and searching around. Squid Mark steps over to JJ and says,
Hi, Miss August, I'm a big fan.
And JJ says, Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I'm going to have to take you hostage now.
Yeah, I know how this works. I've been in the game for a while. Whenever you're ready. And Squid Mark wraps a couple tentacles, like, kind of around her shoulders, holding her in place.
All right.
Let the fight begin! After the break. And we're back. Hey, Abnormals fans and other people who listen for various reasons.
I'm actually still on my OSHA mandated break, Trav. You had me take those trash cans out, yeah. So my break didn't start until... Okay, I'm done.
Okay. So currently, it is on one side of the Carvery training grounds, now broken, and stuff smashed and thrown apart with fight detritus. We've got Lyle and Navy and Roger and Rollybot. On the other side, we've got Heron Ed, Eel Patrick Harris. I meant to say it's not perfect. Eel Patrick Harris, Squid Mark holding JJ August hostage.
Cool.
Roger is going to, he's been quiet this whole time just because he was being sneaky and not because I was playing Elden Ring while you guys were making jokes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I should hope not, Clint.
This is as close to a job as you have.
When last we left, yeah. Roger, he was up in the grin. Has he moved down since then, or is that still
I think the whole time all that discussion was going on, he was putting himself in position up on the grid, and he's going to launch himself and do a giant foon and try to land on Hammerhead. Horns first.
Ooh. For the listeners at home, Dad, will you describe what a foon looks like?
A foon basically is a very awkward-looking dive into a pool, and it's like a jackknife that doesn't fully open up. So you're making basically an inverted V when you hit the water. So if you do it right, the first thing that hits the water will be your face, rapidly followed by your feet. And if you are in the, with the legs positioned correctly, you are not going to hurt yourself in a personal way.
So the foon in this case being a shortened version of typhoon.
Typhoon, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Hinting to the excellent amount of water generated by the practice.
And as far as I know, it's a dive we invented, as far as I know.
It sounds like a dive you did wrong once and then gave a name to make it seem like you did it on purpose.
That is the nature of invention, Travis.
That's beautiful, thank Father. You. Now, Dad, are you doing this onto Hammer Ned?
Yes.
Okay. You are a beefy boy. Quite literally. Yeah. Give me, let's see. I'm going to say because of your positioning that this is going to be an attack with 3d8. So give me that attack roll.
Hitting it and nothing is happening.
I see. No, I see it. 4, 4, okay. 6.
Okay.
Not our best rolls today, fam.
Well, with attack, it's just about damage.
Oh, yes, that's true.
So that is going to be your attack roll to do damage to him. I'm going to have you roll in a second to see how well you land.
Okay.
And how well you do it. But he is not wearing armor. He's a shark man in pants. So you are going to hit him for 1 damage. And now I'd like you to roll. You've just jumped 10 feet off the ground onto a large shark man, horns first. So go ahead.
Like there's another way of doing it. Of course he's going horns first.
Of course. So give me, I'm looking to see what you have here. You're a dancer. So give me a 3d8 roll to see how well you land.
716.
Ah, okay. Full success. 2 successes there. So you land, you roll away, he staggers. What? What was that? Hey, that wasn't cool, man. What was that about? Ow!
That's the sound of fighting. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Don't hit me there!
We've established that, right?
That's fighting.
I'm, like, right here at the end of the conveyor belt that... proved so problematic for us on our journey the opposite way across this obstacle course. Mm-hmm. I would like to turn it on to its highest setting and jump on it and sort of assume the position to blast forward with the splash pack and just kind of launch myself at sound barrier breaking speeds towards Squidmark.
Okay, excellent. You see, like, just some wires have come loose in the fracas that occurred earlier. So all you really need to do is twist those together?
Yeah, easy.
So it's not a complicated fix, but we'll see how it goes in the turning of it on.
Okay.
So give me a 2d6.
Oh, this stinks. I didn't think I'd actually have to
Ah, farts. 1 and a 4. Shoot. Dang.
So, it does work, and it does turn on, and it's going super fast, but you don't get a chance to assume the position. Like, you're kind of hunched over it, and it launches you forward.
Yeah, it's sort of like if you try to jump onto a moving treadmill, you just kind of end up rolling and getting thrown backwards while on your spine.
But this one is moving towards Squidmark.
Yeah, so I just have to be launched gracefully.
Well, I'm going to roll to see if he avoids you.
Oh, okay. Get out of here, Squidmark. Get out of
here,
Squidmark. With these cheat rolls. Cheat dice.
Well, it was rolled in roll 20, Griffin.
I know.
7, 8, 5.
He hacked the system.
He jumps out of the way and is able to keep a hold on JJ August. And you are launched in a bit of a heap next to him. Hammer Ned is going to take a swing at you, Roger. Oh, and he did very badly. He rolled 2, 3, 4 and misses you completely.
Whiff!
Lyle, what would you like to do?
Squidmark, I thought you were past this. Crime? Really? I love crime. I know that, but you said you're going to try to go clean, man. What happened?
I did go clean for a while, and it just didn't pay as well.
Well, they say that, man. You knew that.
Debbie left me, man.
Oh, no. All right. Okay.
I mean, she'll be back in a week, but...
Well, come on, then.
Just during this time.
Are you trying to get me? I was going to let you punch me in the stomach.
No, I'm just finding a lot of time on my hands. She's been gone a couple days now, and...
All right, well, you're just being a dingus about this. I'm going to drop kick him in the chest.
You're across the room, but the conveyor belt is on, and you could...
Yeah, I'm going to use the conveyor belt to build up speed, and then I'm going to give him the full slippery blast.
I love... Please, there's no result of this that isn't pretty funny. After I just tried the same thing, it ended up eating dirt.
But this time, Griffin, I have lubrication on my side.
That's true.
Gross? Okay.
It's only gross. You can't say that when there's kids listening.
Yeah.
You gotta stop. Just saying gross. No.
Okay. Delicious. So,
yeah.
Justin, using anything's a drum, right? In this case, you are the melee weapon being improvised.
Yeah. And that's 2 successes.
Oh, wait. It's
two matching successes.
Yeah. You're gonna slam into him. This is how well you use the conveyor belt, right? You've got yourself a cowabunga. You're going to slam into him with very cleared and controlled force. So this is only going to knock him and not JJ August. So now give me a 2d8 attack roll. But either way, you're knocking him away from JJ August.
Okay. What should I roll for the attack roll?
2d8.
Okay, 1 and a 5.
Okay,
here's something I'd like to convey. Night, night!
And then I do the conveyor belt, and then I give him a kick for 6 points.
Yeah, he has just enough time to go like, oh, I get it! And then you slam into him, you're going to do 1 damage to him, and it knocks his grip loose of JJ August, who is able to roll away and pop up.
While I'm laying on the ground, can I look up at Lyle like...
So did you watch what I did and like learn from... my mistakes and then incorporate that into your
own. Yeah, you were going backwards, man. That's it. I just went the right way. No problem. Anybody could have done it. You had a 50-50 shot. I just got lucky.
No, you did amazing. It's just I wanted to feel like I contributed.
Yeah. It was luck. I just learned from watching you. I sort of like
thanks.
Ran where you fell and hurt yourself.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, Lyle. Well, thank you, Lyle, for sharing the glory with him.
Eo Patrick Harris is going to step over and lay some, you know, tentacle-like arms on you.
Who?
On you, Navy.
Oh, okay. I am laying down.
Yeah. Obviously. And attempt to shock you. Okay, he does 1 point of damage. Do you have any armor?
No.
Okay, yeah, you take 1 shocking damage.
Okay.
1 lightning damage.
And
Rollybot sees his adopted father being hurt, and he is visibly upset. He is in your control, though, so what would you like him to do,
I would
maybe?
Prefer that to him hiding his pain.
Yeah.
To be fair. I mean...
I'm going to whistle, my internet whistle.
Uh-huh. Well established.
And I want him to set off, like, his car alarm setting, just to sort of distract them for a moment.
Oh. Very good. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. His car alarm goes blasting out with double sevens.
Okay.
And you see, not only does it distract him, but it is causing them, like, visible kind of discomfort as he directs it towards the three of them.
I look at Lyle and Roger, and I make a series of hand signals. And then I twist one of my jets backwards and sort of just, like, lay on my back on the floor and turn them both on so it sort of does a spinning maneuver, full blast jet, since all the bad, the Bayside baddies are around us.
Oh, yeah, he kills all.
And it kills all. It cuts them, like, clean in half because it's, like, water, like, pressure cleaner, like, turbo power.
Now, here's what I'm going to ask, Griffin.
Yeah.
Would you rather you roll to see if Lyle and Roger understand your hand signals and avoid getting knocked down, or have each of them roll individually?
I guess them roll individually. This is definitely something we've communicated about.
Yes,
but.
Definitely. All right, so, Dad, give me a 2d8 roll to see how well you understand the hand signals. Justin, you have trained in apps, so 3d8 roll for
okay,
you.
Okay, let me do that.
Oh, nice.
All right, let me see.
What'd you get, Dad?
6 and a 3.
Okay, nice. Make success. So, Griffin, what was Navy attempting to convey with the hand signals?
Get down. Get down, drop down to the floor and get down. Not to party, but to, like, literally get your body lower on the floor.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Yeah, so Roger, you pick up that he's like, time to drop it.
Jump it like it's hot.
Get low. But very much in the kind of Ying Yang Twins, you know, Apple Bottom Jeans, get low, low, low.
Low, low.
There's a different hand signal for that. Yeah.
So... give me a 3d8 dance roll, Roger.
Okay.
Nice.
It's kind of you to give him a way out of this.
Oh, well.
You're welcome.
5, 8, 4.
Okay, yeah, with 2 successes, complete success, you get low in such a way. No one's ever gotten as low as you are now. Yeah. As
certainly
Roger.
Not in the bovine world.
Well, you twerk to such, you're so close.
Yeah.
To the ground. It's glorious. Yeah. And you are
you
able to...
You bounce off the window and the wall.
Yeah, it's amazing. As the water sprays down the walls and all the Lyles
all these
crawl,
baddies fall. Yeah.
All the baddies
I have not
fall.
Actually rolled to do
yeah,
this
so
attack.
Give me yeah. your attack with your Hydro Blaster, Griffin. 48,
yes. I still have time to shine dice, I think. Maybe I don't. Maybe I burn them.
No,
all.
You do. You have 3 time to shine dice available.
Well, I feel like I forgot to mark them. I'm going to just use them all, I guess. Or no,
okay.
I'll use a couple. I'll bring it up to 68.
68.
Please. That's, oh my God, this is, what does this mean? Because I got a 5, and then I got a 666, and then I got a 4.
Well, the devil appears, Griffin, and he's like, I'll take care of these bad guys for you. Straight to hell with you boys. With the, we have 3 successes. It's a, I'm going to call this a mega cowabunga. You spin just like the most dangerous, wettest Beyblade, and it sweeps all 3 of them off their feet and deals 4 damage to each of them, which knocks Hammer Ned unconscious. And Yale Patrick Harris and Squidmark are not looking great as they are flattened.
As we stop, I look around. I say, was anyone recording that?
We don't, like, I've got a lot of great footage of you guys doing cool stuff, but I haven't gotten any cool stuff on tape yet. Just like any chance anyone. JJ,
oh,
you got your...
JJ probably has a body cam, right?
No, I don't have a body cam, but I have my phone out. I filmed it.
Oh, yes. Airdrop me that, please.
Yeah, you got it. So what do you guys do with the two remaining? I'm going to say Squidmark is starting to stand up with his multi-tentacles, but Slithery Eel is having a harder time getting up. But
Squidmark is soaking wet?
Yeah, now.
He's going to get cattle prodded. He is so going to get cattle prodded.
Then do it.
Yeah. And he's probably standing in a puddle of water, too, right?
No, it's his own pee because he's so scared of you.
Well, it's a combination of ink, which, as we know, is squid pee, and water.
Yeah, yeah. Ink is the squid's pee. Okay. We all know this.
And there's streaks everywhere.
Gross.
So I rolled 2d8 for the cattle prods, right?
3d8 for the cattle prods.
3d8 for the cattle prods.
Oh, my
eight,
God.
8-3.
Impossible.
Yeah. Yikes, Dad.
With a mega cowbunga, he is knocked fully unconscious and definitely has a chance to think about, like, life choices and what he does with himself when his partner Debbie is out of town. And, I don't know, some money falls out of his pocket, too, if you want that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Killer, how much?
Roger says
it's $23. It's exactly how much he owed you in bills.
Calamari, anyone?
That's offensive.
Yeah, no one really says that anymore, man.
I'm gonna say something here, and it's gonna upset you. But what if someone hit you or took you out and was like, "Who's hungry for steak or hamburgers?" It would feel bad to joke about being.
Or eaten. Where's the beef?
I have a very thick skin.
That's great, but you have to understand that that doesn't give you carte blanche.
Or, sorry, just something about hide, like, you know, raw hide or anything.
Okay, we're done actually coming up with demonstrations.
Oh, raw hide is good. I like raw hide.
We're all saying these things very casually.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
Patrick Harris is going to slither off and jump into the ocean to escape.
As we all want him to, secretly.
I mean, I'd like to pursue him. I don't.
Yeah,
I,
no,
I
that's what he's. That's what you see him. You see him slithering off into, like, as you guys were talking, you look over, you see Eel Patrick Harris has left a trail of this brackish water as he is attempting to slither off and get back into the water.
Let's split up. Roger, can you keep an eye on these two? And if they wake up, get some info, and the wet fellas will get it wet?
I can call it in. JJ says, and the Rollybot comes over and kind of beeps and opens up its side door.
Rollybot, what is it? Oh, sorry.
It closes its door, right? And you hear this, like, hiss as it closes and it opens again, and then it, like, hunkers down and beeps again.
I think it's airtight in there. I think, Roger.
Yeah, you gotta come with, man.
We could all be wet fellas.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
It's a dream come true.
I prefer that to being left behind to wait for these two knuckleheads to wake up.
Okay, JJ.
I want to be part of the action, man.
JJ, can you get someone here to take care of these two, and we'll go chase down the eel? We've been arguing, we've been discussing this for such a long time, he's probably long gone.
She's already on the phone. She's like, yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Okay, Roger jumps into the wheelie bot.
And Justin, make sure you grab the phone that you saw before you leave.
I'm assuming I need to say that out loud, so I'll say it legally. I grab the phone.
You grab the phone. It is without power, but seems otherwise intact.
Okay.
Roger, you load into the wheelie bot. Is anybody else going with him? I mean, the other two, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm absolutely going with him because just because I can swim underwater doesn't mean that I want to. I'm just going to lay down on the floor of it and sleep.
Okay, I want to leave you doing that as Navy dives into the water. Wheelie bot seals up behind and launches itself off of the pier into the water, and you see its wheels kind of shift so that they are now, they shift 90 degrees and start spinning as propellers. And the three of you, or I guess four of you, including the Rollybot, launch through the ocean following Eel Patrick Harris.
Hey, I'm Slip and Slime, part of the Ooze crew, and I'm here to tell you that when you use gym equipment, you gotta wipe that sweat off after you use it with a towel, because no one wants to touch your yucky sweat when they're doing their crunches, okay? Sweat is the most disgusting substance on the planet, so deal with it. Please! I'm begging you, as someone who myself wants to do some crunches and not touch your yucky sweat. Alright, thanks everyone. It's been Slip and Slime. Goodbye.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.